can't sleep for a while, baby, it just ain't right. I've got it all on my mind and I just can't get it off. I think about it constantly, baby, I can't make it stop. I said, oh, there's just something about it.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Redditors Roundtable Podcast. I am R2P Art, and today I'm joined by
R2P Andy
and
R2P Tom.
All right. You can find everything we talk about probably on Google, because I will get to updating that subreddit at some point, but not any point in the future, I think.
Not any point in the future.
That's right.
Hold that on. Is interesting.
It's on hold.
Let me analyze those two statements. Going back
you
in
will
time?
Eventually get to it, but not any point in the future.
That's right. Everything is on Google. You can always find it, right? Just Google whatever, right?
Yes. Welcome to the Google roundtable.
We're changing the name. All right. And that subreddit is r2podcastreddit.com/r/r, the number 2, podcast. So,
Who was that? Who did the intro today, Art?
Huh? What are you talking about?
The underscore orchestra.
Oh, underscore orchestra. Yeah, those guys.
Wow,
yeah.
You're...
Well, you didn't let me finish. We're on Google Play, mess. Stitcher, and iTunes. So check us out.
Check us out.
Yeah.
And tell a friend.
Before you wreck us out.
Yeah, that's right. Tell a friend. Please, we need your subscribers and your downloads. Desperately.
And a couple uploads, too, if you don't mind.
Reviews.
Dude,
what
we're
else
not
can
desperate.
They give us?
That sounds bad.
Money?
Don't say that word.
I want drugs.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
Wow.
Send it to our email.
And someone create an account for me while you're at it.
Yeah.
And fill in art stuff, too. Yeah.
All right. Enough of this intro. Let's get to the opening comments. Huh? I know you guys are
itching. I thought you
wanted
to go to the outro.
Are itching at the... Yeah. Yeah, that's next. I know you guys are biting on my heels.
I got something.
Yeah. Let's hear it. Andy.
Oh. Wow. Everything's backwards today.
I recently went and saw the movie It.
Okay. Actually, okay, go with your review.
I thought it was very good.
Well, I don't think anybody's arguing that fact.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
I haven't seen it yet, so
I concur with the general consensus.
Okay, that now I have something to bring up.
Before you bring that up, is it a straight-up remake? Like, straight-up remake?
See, I haven't seen the original in such a long time.
Yeah, I can't
tell I can't really tell you.
I see.
But yes.
Yes. Actually is a remake.
I mean, the plot overall is the same, right? I just don't know if the sequence of events
it's not gonna
is
be exactly the same.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
But the interesting part of the story of him going to see a movie was that he said that he went for free. And I inquired as to how he went for free. And he said when he worked at a movie theater before, in his past days, he found some. What was the wording? I don't know what it was. It was very, very interesting. Like free passes. He found some free passes.
I didn't
and
say
he,
it like that.
He tried them out and they worked.
Oh,
shockingly.
God.
Free passes.
All right.
So he stole from his job.
What's
first
your
of
secret?
All, I didn't
unethical.
Steal.
Oh, well. Don't spoil it. Let's hear what
we all know.
Say.
All right. Is this like a court case or something?
You're guilty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. All right. First of all, I didn't say that. Whatever you said.
That you stole them?
Yeah.
Okay. No, but he said,
I
found them.
I had some free movie tickets still from when I worked at the theater.
And how did you get them? I asked. And you said, oh, I found them. Or something stupid.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you
this
did.
Because years ago.
Because no. I said, well, if you worked at a bank, you can't just say, hey, I found money, put it in your pocket, and walk out the front door.
I didn't say I found them.
You said something very
No, you didn't ask that
question.
Or at least if you asked that question, you did not let me answer because you wanted to put this on air.
No, hey, let's backpedal a bit. Okay. You said you got free movie tickets to see It.
Yeah.
You last worked at the movie theater ages ago.
No, these are
How do you?
These are free movie tickets he got from ages ago that he's just been hoarding.
Oh.
Waiting for the statute limitations to expire.
Run out.
Statute limitations.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, it's a good thing you moved to a different state.
Yes. He's like, I can finally use them.
He stayed in Cuba for quite
a
while.
My evil plan. Yes.
I have a little collection, and I wanted to see if they're still valid. Apparently they are.
Illegally.
No, there's nothing illegal about this.
Please tell me, by all means. Tell me how you collected these tickets.
Acquired.
Against employee conduct,
which
but
then
not
is
illegal.
Illegal.
No, that's not. It's not breaking any laws. They cannot arrest me.
Yeah, they could.
No, you're they cannot.
So, how did you get the tickets?
I found them.
Yeah, you see?
Oh, here they are in my dresser.
Oh, there's a stack of them, you see?
Who would have thought?
So, there's really three different ways.
To steal movie tickets.
No, that I happened to obtain some free movie tickets.
Okay.
Over the course of a career at a theater.
All right.
Wow, okay.
All right.
Number one.
So, we have these free tickets that we will give out at the end of a show if something goes wrong during that show.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And those tickets can be redeemed for future to see whatever movie you want since you had a bad experience.
Yep.
Now, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to go up to the box office and exchange this for whatever movie and showtime you want to see. But some people don't realize that, and they'll take it straight to the ticket taker, and then they'll try to just hand it straight to them and tell them what movie they want to see. So, as your duty, being a ticket taker, you are supposed to direct them to the box office in which they can acquire a legitimate ticket. Now, if that free ticket just so happened to go in my pocket and they just so happened to go into their theater, everything works out.
Gave access to someone.
Listen, and took it's an
ticket.
Unfortunate series of events.
So, wait, you did this not out of helping the said person, but you did it so you get the free ticket.
No, it's more the annoyance of having
what,
to deal
what do you
with.
Care? You're a ticket taker. You're like, hey, go back and get a ticket. I'm going to be standing here waiting for you.
Dude, people are dumb. They half the time I say that, they're like, I don't want to wait in that line. What are you talking about? No.
That's valid.
Like, they just get pissed off.
Oh, so? I don't understand. Yeah, who cares? They're dumb.
The fact that I have to deal with them, they're just going to stand there and bitch at me for 5 minutes straight until they tell me, oh, let me speak to your manager because you want to do what the rules say.
Okay, I don't give a shit because I'm following the rules. Instead, you're like, hey, dude, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm how about I skip all of that and get a free ticket? Sounds great.
Boom. So you stole it. So you stole.
Everybody wins.
Well, not the movie theater.
Well.
Not the movie theater. In the movie, the creators of It this weekend? They didn't win either.
Guess what? Andy went to go see that movie, and now all of our listeners are going to go see that movie. So
with free tickets from Andy.
With I don't have theaters, that many. Misfortune, all these people are going to go to the box office and see it. All
right,
said it
so
was good.
What's another way that you get these tickets illegally? Other than picking them right off the manager's desk and put them in your pocket.
Well, actually, both of the other methods involve management, so that's why I saved them for now.
Okay.
Okay. So, I said that we hand out tickets at the end of a show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, what usually happens is, basically, when I worked at this theater, I worked everything. I started as a peon employee behind the concession stand, which is the worst position. And I worked my way up to management.
To master thief.
Yes, precisely. So, management, they're the ones who hand out the tickets then of a theater. So, what we do is if...
We, he has accomplices.
If there's something wrong in the movie, and we know that we're going to have to hand out tickets so that people aren't pissed and they have an overall good experience because they're going to get to see something for free, then we will look up how many tickets were sold to that theater. And we will go ahead and count that many of the free tickets we have in the manager's office.
Mm-hmm.
And then just...
don't hand them all out.
No. We take them all to the theater. But the thing is, most of the time...
People don't know.
No. You want me to finish the story?
Trying to figure it out. All right, what's the rub? All
right. A lot of the times, people... will leave before the movie's over.
I guess.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Mainly, I guess it's probably because stuff's messing up, so they just don't want to stick around. I don't really know. It doesn't make sense to me because I wouldn't do that. But yeah, people dip. Or, I mean, these are just tickets sold. They didn't necessarily all go to the movie.
Fandango, right?
Yeah, that's one way you can get it. So we just have the maximum amount we will need to give out. So we give those out, and then we have to log in some book. There's like ticket numbers, all the tickets that we give out. So anything extra might just happen to go into a manager's again, pocket.
Huh. No ethics, this guy. You know what? I'm going to start patting you down after every episode.
Well, unless you're doing a cavity search, you're not going to find anything.
Thought you would never ask. And what's the final?
All right, so the third and final method. I have to remember. I got.
Oh.
Hold on. It's been so long.
Yeah.
I wanna. Oh, okay, I remember. The third method was actually when I was an employee, not a manager.
Bang your boss.
Is there a difference? Employee, not a manager?
Well,
one's management, yeah. One's yeah, PR.
There's not a real difference. That's just what we call them.
Okay.
Employees and managers.
Gotcha.
So this one is that sometimes the managers would want something that's kind of
sexual favors
outside of your job description done. Okay. And they would bribe us with
like
free
it.
Tickets.
All right. Did you, well, you know about this third one. Have you been bribed before?
Yes.
And how long could you wait till you could sit down again?
How long do you have to go up to air? You know, grab air?
Let's just say every time I close my eyes, I fear.
Wow, you open them up, but then you're in a movie theater watching it, so it's all good. So how many sets of these tickets do you have?
Not that many, only like 700.
That's not bad.
No, it's less than 10. It's single digits.
No, you've been using them over the years, huh?
No, I hadn't used any.
Right.
Yeah, because when you're an employee there, you get to see the movies for free, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Right?
No, it's when you're an employee there.
But he's thinking long term.
You get
like
to
Andy
see
does.
All the movies for free. So,
you know, I want to know.
I didn't go out of the way to
get
these.
Did you ever set up a movie? Because you were a projectionist, too. So you could hypothetically break the movie, make sure that the people wanted to get the rain check tickets, per se, then go back and skim off it, too.
Skim off a two?
Well, you know, you'd have to go get the
Well, first of all, I'm up in the projection booth, so I would not be the manager handing out the tickets. So they would have to be in on it, too.
Okay.
Secondly,
you mean the crooked managers who bribe their employees for sexual favors? Those ones. That's out of range.
So there's no way that works. Yeah.
Wow, this is sketchy.
So I want to know, like, what's the worst thing that's happened that you have to hand out these tickets? Like, what, the real, like, stops?
You know what's
midway,
the most
or
annoying thing that happens? There's a storm and the power goes out.
Huh.
So is that the... I've so how long, before. How much of a movie has to be interrupted before you have to give out a ticket?
Because
I've been in theaters before where the movie stopped and they go, oh, we'll get it back in a second, and it starts back up, and I never got a ticket.
Yeah, so that's...
Probably because you didn't complain.
I think you owe me, Andy. So next week's episode, bring me in two tickets, damn it.
Yeah, no, we're talking about like a serious issue that's going to take 10 minutes or more. Mm. If it's down for just a couple minutes and then it's back up and it doesn't happen again, then no biggie.
Yeah.
No harm, no foul. But yeah, the most annoying is if there's a thunderstorm, first of all, there's a huge storm rolling in. Why are you going to the movie theater?
Because it's not in the rain. Easy.
Secondly,
you're about the tickets.
If the power goes out,
why wouldn't you go?
It's just annoying because that's nothing that was our fault.
Make sure you have your own power grid.
And then you have to hand out tickets for every single theater.
Oh, yeah.
That is a ton.
Man, you're
of
stealing
people.
All kinds true, of tickets.
It's like a gold mine.
Yeah.
You plan like, your like employment.
That's your
days.
Lottery, right?
Yeah. Yeah, around the weather.
Oh.
Well, as Art pointed out, I got to see free movies. As much
Willard
as I
Scott
wanted.
Said it's going to be a thunderstorm. Hey, I'll come in, boss man.
I guess there's potential to do this and scalp the tickets, though, because
wow,
movie tickets
are
expensive,
just one
right?
Crooked person.
I don't know if you guys have been thinking about the same thing I have, but
I don't have any tickets to bribe him with.
No.
Yep, my pants are already down.
I want to know what these tickets look like. Are they just a piece of paper that you could,
probably
you know, control P print a whole bunch of these, or what's the deal?
They have barcodes. And so the box office scans the barcode.
So they have to be valid.
And so that's why the management has to log the numbers when they give out.
Okay.
All of the tickets are in sequential. They have a barcode number that's
holy
in sequential
cow.
Order.
So last week,
if we randomize
when you
it.
When you scan that, the man, like, they looked at that like, holy shit, these tickets
like
are 10 years old.
They could see that it was 10 years old and originated from X Theater.
Oh.
Yes.
And you worked at X Theater.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're coming for you. Florent B. Indigo, the time has come. Move, move, move.
Yeah.
Well, that was probably the longest intro.
Well, wait.
It's not over.
Yet.
Holy mackerel. All right.
Not over.
Well, I still have a question for this guy. So if they scan it, great. But if they do, like other people have been doing, where you go up to the bus hop guy, you hand it to him, I'm like, hey, I'm going to complain to you for 5 minutes unless you let me in here.
No.
Boom,
no.
It recirculates.
No, dude. He does the same thing that they did to him. He goes up to the ticket taker.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the exact same thing I just said.
Yeah, and it recirculates. Boom.
Get out of town. You just thought of that?
Wow, That's amazing. Original observation there.
Wow. All right.
That's pretty impressive, Tom.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, you gotta be lucky and have someone with my high morals and ethics.
Yeah, of course. Lack thereof.
Jeez. Yeah. Wow. Or else it won't really work.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if it's already been scanned and it's a copy of the same barcode, not going to work.
That's when they call the cops.
Well,
although then if you bitch and complain to manager for so long, they'll let you in for free.
Hey.
Like, that's the number one thing I learned working at the theater. Was if you are a complete dick, you'll get free movie.
Holy shit. Art, you're in. You'd have to pay for a movie again.
Hey, what about concessions? Because I want that too.
I'm
very upset.
So concessions is a different story, though.
That's
because
their bread and butter, literally.
Oh.
Literally.
Yes. Yeah. They don't make any profit off of movie tickets.
Okay.
That's because people steal them like there's a plate space.
We're just recirculating.
Did you go buy a popcorn or a soda?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then you're
there. You go.
I bought a popcorn and a soda.
Put a finger in it and a dead rat in the soda.
Of course, I bought them with my free popcorn and soda passes.
Let's get into that. Wow.
I did spend money while I was there.
All right. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it was.
All right.
But it was a good movie.
There you go.
And now you guys learn, just be a complete asshole and free stuff will come your way. Moral of the story, children.
Will do. Tom, do you have anything?
And done. I don't think.
Hey,
do I?
Why don't you have something?
Huh? Okay.
okay, so I have one short thing. Seriously, Warframe, super good. And, you know, I was listening to the last episode. When I... put my username in there, you guys just totally covered over it.
So R2P nobody knows. Artemisk?
Yeah.
I heard it.
R, the number 2P, Artemisk.
Is that real?
That's real.
Tom, you're going to crop that out later, right?
Yeah.
Just cover it with static.
R2, penis.
Wow.
If you have Twitch Prime, go ahead and link your accounts to Warframe because you can get a super cool Warframe thing.
Wow.
Yes,
this guy. He's working for Warframe now.
I happen to have...
Join me on my Warframe podcast.
All right. He's trying to be a pro streamer.
Yeah, why not? Actually, if you watch Twitch now, like the Warframe streams, like as they earn achievements, you get stuff in the game for that.
What?
Yeah.
Blow my mind.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Crazy. Yeah. Just leave the stream up.
I don't understand.
Yeah. These guys are playing on Warframe. They have their accounts linked. When they get an achievement, you get stuff in the game because you watch them while on your Twitch account.
Talk about a participation trophy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jeez Louise. So you don't have to play anymore.
Can I just have that running?
Yeah.
And
a lot of people have multiple streams up. So as all those people...
See, now this is just dumb. So now you're just getting free stuff in the game for not doing anything?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this isn't where it got dumb. The point when you're watching other people play video games, that's where it really went dumb. And
but you actually get something
this
now.
Goes. Yeah, now
no, no let's talk about that.
Okay.
How is that any different from watching sports?
It's a lot different.
Why?
You're watching people play.
Yeah.
It's organized. You're professionals.
There are pro gamers.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a 5-year-old. That's lame. Let me watch someone play Minecraft. This is fun. That's so stupid. Go play yourself.
Be creative. Go play football yourself. Stop watching on TV.
All right, see you guys later.
Like, I don't understand how your argument works.
It works
but it doesn't
perfectly.
Work for sports.
Why don't you play football then?
I do.
No, you don't.
You guys don't know. You guys aren't around me 24/7.
Instead of watching football, though, why don't you go play football?
I do play.
So you don't watch football?
In the minor leagues.
But you don't watch football, then.
I watch it, too.
Oh.
And I watch myself play, and I give myself a pat on the back when I do well.
Okay, fantastic.
Good job.
Slap on the ass. Here you go,
oh,
mate.
Hey, and I go, oh, that's sexual harassment.
Good job. So Art plays this game, and he watches this game. What's the problem?
Pretty lame.
I haven't watched the game yet. But I will, now that I know those rewards are out.
Oh, hell yeah. Why won't you? So, oh, yeah. No, you should watch it.
I'm not even going to play the game, but I'm going to watch it.
Here you go.
For the rewards.
I'm not even going to watch it, but I'm going to have it streaming. So I can get rewards I'm never going to use because I don't have the game installed.
That's perfect. What I was just saying.
Yeah.
No, you said you're going to watch it.
He's going to turn it on.
Yeah.
Anyway. There's that. And I'm almost finished with Ozark. Fantastic show.
What did you say?
Ozark.
Oh, Netflix. I said Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark?
Yeah. Like, oh, wow. Okay. Huh.
You guys haven't heard of that?
No, hey, don't give away the ending. Spoiler alert.
I've seen it. It's good.
I didn't like, I thought the first episode was okay, but as it progressed, I'm really interested.
No, I agree. The first episode was not that great, but it's enough to draw you in.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of first episodes are like that because they have to build the characters up a little bit,
yeah,
which can be kind of boring.
Yeah, you need a couple episodes of anything to really get into it.
Yeah, but it's good.
Hey,
but
new season of Walking Dead is out.
Nobody cares
in
about
that.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Hey, now I don't give a shit about your stupid Ozark. So I'm going to say about it.
Well, you know should. What?
New Walking
season
Dead.
Starts tomorrow. Awesome.
Oh,
hey, you know what else?
Spooky show.
Yeah.
What is that? Stranger Things.
Yeah. Oh, tomorrow?
New season.
Bam.
Stranger Things.
Hey, you know what else I got? I got the origin story of Negan comic.
Dude. Oh,
super. Yeah,
super lame.
Super good.
Well, hold on. What did you
super
call good. Watching video games?
I can't be in a comic, dude. It's
lame?
Different.
Is that what you called it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's get to the subreddit of the week.
Enough positivity. Let's
Do you have a subreddit of the week?
I do have a subreddit
of
the week.
There is an opening. Ready?
This is the spooky subreddit of the week.
Do the opening first.
Okay. Can we add spooky sounds?
Oh, yeah. It is time for America's favorite segment, subreddit of the week, featuring the one, the only Redditor and Chief himself, R2PR, and always, like fly on shit, or a wart on a witch's nose, by his side, R2P Andy. And let us not forget, the master of spinners, DJ R2P Tom. So, sit back, relax, for the time has finally arrived for the subreddit of the week. Thank you once again to that awesome anonymous fan who put that out.
It's almost like a Rocky theme out there.
Fantastic.
You know? Yeah, it feels like Rocky with an accordion.
Yeah.
That's two great things put together.
I do like that it's shorter, but I don't like that section of the clip.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe next week I'll do a combination.
No. Do 8 seconds of the part where it's just like, subreddit. That's it.
Perfect.
That's all you need. 8 seconds of that.
I already introduced this, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a second introduction.
That part is lame.
All right. Introduction.
All right. So this week's subreddit of the week is a very spooky subreddit.
Oh, I love Halloween.
And thankfully it's not handwritten because we cannot read Art's 5-year-old handwriting.
Durka, durka, durka.
Yeah, it's perfectly printed out on these pieces of paper.
In Polish.
So
I thought he was Russian.
Oh yeah. Rushing.
Rushing.
You gotta pronounce that G. Oh,
my bad. Those rushing dolls.
All right. So So this week's subreddit of the week is short, scary stories. Can I get some thunder? And some wind.
Oh, I thought you wanted real effects.
Perfect. All right.
Those are real effects, dude.
Yeah. We paid a lot for
what
those,
a coincidence
dude.
That it's like, storming in real life.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, yeah. Right?
It was like,
thank God we're not in a movie theater.
Or something, right?
Why would go to
so is this subreddit of the week good? Because
I certainly
hope
so.
Yeah, like
spooky short
last
stories,
week?
Dude.
I just no. My problem with this is nothing scares me.
So,
well,
are these going to be scary?
Oh, man. First of all, looking at nothing does not scare me.
So I haven't read these short stories, so I don't know if they're really spooky.
What? You typed them.
I didn't type them.
Oh, you printed
copy
them.
Paste,
yeah. Oh, you think
dude.
I would write, I would carbon copy all this? Forget about it. All right. So,
give me the shortest.
They're equal lengths. All right. Who's got number one?
I got number one.
All right, that is the,
does that mean the best?
That is the best one. Should we save that for
last?
Yeah,
you save that for
last.
Let
us do that one last. All right.
Always do countdowns, dude.
Come on, that case. Wow.
I thought you were a pro streamer.
Nope.
Wow.
Hey, you don't want to start off with a bang, huh? No? No comments? From you, Tom? Okay, fantastic.
Jeez.
All right. So
you cut in too fast. You didn't have time to process what was going on.
I wasn't even paying attention. I was thinking of something to say about Andy stealing these things. I was going to put like free ticket on this, on his note and see Andy steal it.
All right. So this is these stories are pretty long. So sit back, relax, right?
Before it is time.
Do it. Do it in your ghost voice.
Da. I don't know that I have
spooky
a ghost
voice, man. You should have told me you were doing spooky. I could have gotten some spooky sound effects, you know?
There's still time.
Do it in post, man. Shout out to post.
Post?
Oh, yeah. We can do it in post. I can add some spooky.
Can you really?
Yep.
All right.
Shout out
it's going
to
take
post.
Some work, but I'm not afraid of it.
Well, you will be of these short stories, so.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. This one's called I Begged You.
Wait, there's titles?
There's not on these. I will read you the titles.
Damn it.
Okay, I didn't print that out.
So these are creepy, right?
These are short, scary stories.
Oh.
So they're supposed to be
scary. Scary, not creepy?
Scary.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm already scared.
Yeah, you should be.
Well, they're creepy. I just assume they were all about Tom.
They are
that
very
way,
long.
You know,
well, I can't see.
I know. Don't we make them up. It's ad lib.
Here we go.
Boo?
Oh, you're right.
All right, let's get to the story.
All right, well, come on.
Yeah. So, I begged you. Please, I'm literally begging you, I say. The executioner only sighs and gives me a truly sorrowful look as he slides the IV into my arm. The chaplain.
It's their religious person.
Oh, the chaplain sits behind me. Once he pushes the button, the drugs will be administered in quick succession. Unconsciousness will occur in roughly 30 seconds, and death soon after that, he explains, even though I have heard it so many times before already. Any final words? Just, again, I beg you not to do this, I say. What are you scoffing about?
It's too late now.
The chaplain nods sadly, sorrowful that I do not face my executioner with a clean conscience. That's the thing, though. I haven't murdered anyone. It's been this way my entire life.
Just stole movie tickets.
Wow. It wasn't stealing.
Here we go. Let's circle around back, huh? I don't know why, but whenever I would accidentally hurt myself, others near me would receive the wound. I once got a paper cut in class and caused the three people around me to bleed from their fingers. In high school, I was in a car accident, and even though my side of the car was hit, my girlfriend developed a broken leg.
Can we stop the story?
Okay.
They kill him. Everyone else around him is going to die.
I don't know. You think
he's
so?
Not going to die.
Oh. He's not going to die?
This is going to be an
wait,
awesome
won't
story.
Won't he die, too? He said he got a paper cut, and everyone else did.
Bled. Right. No, he didn't bleed, though. Okay, let's just hear the story.
Okay. No, he said he got a paper cut. So that means he probably bled.
Okay,
I'm guessing.
I think everyone around him is dead meat.
All right, well, let's find out.
I think they're dead people.
Gary.
I'm always very careful. I take care of myself, trying to stay in the very best of health. But when I was mugged by that trio and he shot me in the face, their faces exploded, not mine.
Told you.
Okay.
And when the cops came, they found me kneeling beside their bodies, trying to figure out what to do and stupidly holding their gun. Around 30 seconds after the execution started, I see both the executioner and chaplain fall to the floor with a hard thump. I begged you, I repeat sadly.
First of all, how's that scary?
I'm scared.
Yeah?
Seriously?
I'm scared as hell, dude.
Hold me.
I'm about to get a paper cut.
I thought that was a pretty cool story. I like that. Not was scary.
I want to option that for a movie. You should make a movie. Make that into a movie. Let's do it.
Yeah. Write the script. All right, here we go.
Already written for That's you. It. This That's is easy.
Yeah, in 5 paragraphs. All right.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was actually the number 4. The number 3 one was called Deal with the Devil, and it was kind of...
It's about a kid bites your leg in a grocery store. I have AIDS! Wow. That actually is a scary story.
Yeah, no, I would be terrified if I heard that. All right, number 2, whoever has it, is called I Hate It When My Brother Charlie Has to Go Away.
That is a very long title.
That is very long.
Good thing you don't have to read that. Just the story.
Thank
hey,
goodness.
Can you give us a little bit of theatrical presence?
Sure.
Charlie bit my finger.
All right. Are we ready for Charlie?
I think so.
Okay. I hate it when my brother Charlie has to go away. My parents constantly try to explain to me how sick he is. That I am lucky for having a brain where all the chemicals flow properly to their destinations like undammed rivers. When I complain about how bored I am without a little brother to play with, they try to make me feel bad by pointing out that his boredom likely far surpasses mine, considering his confined to a dark room in an institution. I always beg for them to give him one last chance. Of course, they did at first. Charlie has been back home several times, each shorter in duration than the last. Every time without fail, it all starts again. The neighborhood cats with gouged out eyes showing up in his toy chest.
Jeez, dude.
My dad's razors found dropped on the baby slide in the park across the street.
I like this kid.
Mom's vitamins replaced by bits of dishwasher tablets. That was the scariest thing that I could think of for that one.
Apparently. Right.
Wow.
My parents are hesitant now, using last chances sparingly. They say his disorder makes him charming, makes it easy for him to fake normalcy, and to trick the doctors who care for him into thinking he is ready for rehabilitation. That I will just have to put up with my boredom if it means staying safe from him. I hate it when Charlie has to go away. Makes me have to pretend to be good until he is back.
See, yeah, it's him. I figured that out.
I like okay. it.
Okay. Nice.
I'll tell you what. You got a pretty you know good what? Spooky story, boys.
That one gave me shivers.
Huh.
Up and down your spine?
On my arms. Oh, yeah. I got goosebumps.
You do very well reading those stories, I got to say.
Thank you.
Very good. Wait to hear my story reading voice. Renan Day.
Oh, my God. Please.
Actually, before I worked at the movie theater, I was a professional scary story reader.
Used to steal scary stories, too. Well, I don't say that 3 times fast.
So, this one, the number 1, is called Annoying Neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Number 1 short scary story of all time.
All right. See, we should have read these beforehand. That way I could play the part. I don't know what I'm reading.
I didn't know what I was reading.
Yeah, but we did it all as one person. You could have did it like a two-faced type thing. All right. I may get into it halfway through after I figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Great.
Good luck, guys. Figure this out before I finish it.
Good luck to you.
Shout out to AA Ron voice, please. No.
Wow. That's not... Dude, let me play the part of this white dude. Chill.
All right.
Dude, white people don't say chill.
What? What are you talking about? Oh, snap. All right, stop. All right, here we go. What's the name of this?
We didn't even say anything for like a minute.
Oh, let me get started.
Charlie, shut up in my mind. I'll kill them later.
This one's called Annoying Neighbor.
Annoying Neighbor by R2P Tom.
No, by Confra.
Oh, narrated by R2P Tom.
That's better.
That's much better.
Thank you. I used to live in a small building downtown. One of the reasons I moved out was the bad neighborhood, including this guy in the apartment right over mine. He was a weird-looking fella who mostly kept to himself. Around midnight, though, there was frequently a strange noise that got on my nerves. It wasn't loud, to be fair. but I have really light sleep. But I have really light sleep.
What?
But I have really light sleep. That makes no sense. But I have really light sleep. So I was hard.
It was hard.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So I was... Your light sleep made you hard.
You could do it, though.
Did you really write this story? I feel like you may have.
I was hard.
Reading is hard.
But I was really light sleep.
No.
Try again. But I have really light sleep. That doesn't make any sense, really. I mean, truly, that doesn't make sense, right? Or is it just me?
It could be worded better.
Yeah.
He's a light sleeper.
Yeah, I know, but that's a... But I have really light sleep. So it was hard to get my eyes shut with those little bumping sounds going on and on. It reminded me of high heels walking about. But not as the pattern was always the same. But no,
you
I skipped
the line.
But not as...
Holy crap. This is amazing.
But not as loud. Wait, let me start down over again. It reminded me of high heels walking around. About.
Now our listeners could realize that Tom really has no script. It would be impossible for him to read a script.
But not as loud. As if the person causing the noise was actually trying to be silent. After a few days, I realized the pattern was always the same. Like a recording, played over and over, with random intervals in between. And that went on for the best part of a year. Always the same sequence of bumps, slowly tattooed into my mind. Sometimes for hours straight during the night. It was only several years later. It was only several years later, helping my daughter with her homework, that I learnt a little bit of Morse code. Oh, snap. Oh, you kidding me? That's not part of the story, people. That's just commentary by me. That I learnt a little bit of Morse code. She knocked on the table with her knuckles, and a shiver immediately went through my spine as I recognized that exact pattern. When I asked her what it meant, she laughed. It's the easiest one, Daddy, she said. It's the one to call for help. The end.
All right, can someone summarize that story?
A year. What's spooky about it? This person's trying to get away. Somebody's trapped upstairs for a year. I'm not sure why it's the same time of day.
I don't understand why the dude wouldn't go upstairs and be like, hey, you're
tell
keeping
that lady
me up every night.
Yeah, or use a broom.
What?
You know?
How do you just lay in bed not being able to fall asleep every
dude,
night for
a year? Dude, I was
reading
a story. I'm not the person.
Come on.
All right, I'll be it. Because, man, I'm not nosy. I keep to myself. I'm a loner.
Come on.
It's the way I roll.
I don't get it. So this girl was also his daughter or something?
No.
Years later.
Whoever was upstairs was trying to signal for help.
Holy shit, dude. Okay.
They were trapped or kidnapped.
Yes. A year's a long time though, right?
Yes. They had been trapped for over a year. Every single night.
And
they
she's
were
tapping
trying
SOS.
To subtly signal for help without being obvious to their captor.
Yeah.
So someone had them kidnapped and trapped upstairs.
I see. Okay.
Dude man realizes this several years later.
So his daughter happened to...
She was learning
thank
Morse
you.
Code for school.
Okay. Well, in case you know, the listeners didn't know that, did a good job cleaning it up.
Good
maybe
job.
Exactly
yeah.
what it was.
All right.
I like the one I read the best.
Brought chills to your spine.
It did.
Good. So... That's the subreddit of the week.
Oh, then here. Subreddit of the week. Subreddit of the week. Subreddit. Subreddit.
See, that should be the intro, and we don't need an outro. Perfect.
Wow. Beautiful. I think I'm going to keep that and add in the now subreddit of the week part.
Subreddit of the week.
And now Subreddit of the week.
And now it's Subreddit of the week.
Okay, fantastic.
Brought to you by whatever that guy's name is. Elmer Fudd.
I like how you said it was an anonymous email address.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea where that email address came from.
Yeah, it said anonymous at anonymous.com.
Oh, okay. Well, that's perfect.
So they're part of that group of hackers.
Yes. Yeah, so I don't want to mess with them.
Wow. Yeah.
So Andy, last week when you were talking shit about being too long and then you took credit for it, dude, you're fucked.
You're in trouble.
Yeah. I would look at
it. When did I take credit for it?
When I said whoever it was, you said, okay, I admit it was me.
It's on the tape, dude.
How do you not know that I'm part of anonymous?
Well, you could be because you have no ethical qualms about stealing stuff. So, actually, that's a good point.
They don't steal,
right? Hey, can I bring up one?
Virtually.
Can I bring up one funny little thing?
I suppose so.
Because you know we're never gonna get to the show, so why not?
Yeah.
Talking about this is the show.
Oh, well, then it's a train wreck.
Wow.
Do you guys? I was listening to another podcast and they talked about a. Some kid was under anesthesia and he's coming out or is going in and he was acting like a crazy job. Crazy job? What?
A nut job.
Nut job. Yeah. Crazy dude. And he sounded.
Are you like having a stroke right about now?
Well, I can't feel outside my body.
He has split personality disorder.
Just like Charlie. And
nut job. Crazy dude.
He sounds just. I mean, when I heard the video, he sounds just like. You guys ever see the movie Weird Science?
No, seen the TV show.
Okay, never mind. So, yeah, and there's a scene where Michael Anthony Hall is like, "Hey, man, this kid sounds
just
like
him. Like Cartman,
and he acts he looks like him too, but you can't see the video. But I want to play the audio for you guys. Are you down with that?
Down with it.
I'm up for it.
All right, listen to this.
Down with the clown.
It was cray cray. Why you tell me Schley?
Because the sick people here, you have to be quiet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why are you talking like this with this weird accent? Did you pick
Because you bad people were all up in my grill and my boy Rocco got out and knocked them out cold, man.
Who's Rocco?
Rocco, my boy, you know? You know Rocco? Over in Dubai? Rocco was like, yo, bro. And I was like, yo, Rocco, we'll sock him. And Rocco was like, and I was like, yo, Rocco, you get that ass, man!
You get that ass, man?
Did you put the camel in the Camaro, too?
Oh, the
Camel, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, super interesting.
So, what's the video called?
Oh,
Rocco in Dubai.
Oh, Rocco in Dubai. Yeah, perfect.
Rocco! I don't know what the video is called.
Well, just Google that, and you'll probably find it.
You Google Rocco in Dubai, I guarantee
Rocco in Dubai.
That video.
I'm sure everyone is sophisticated who listens to our show, and they know of this video. Well, you guys didn't. But you're not sophisticated.
And we don't know the show, so it's perfect.
I don't even know what a podcast
Dubai
is.
Dubai was lit. Full Dubai video. Lit.
There you go.
I'm not sure why he's in Dubai. But Rocco knocked some shit out of some people.
Yeah, if you are up for kids hooting and hollering.
Hooting and hollering.
Hooting and hollering. That's the right place to be.
Okay, well, let's continue onward.
Hey, you guys ready for your weekly Sex Island update?
Oh, how many are left?
Yeah.
So last time there were 7.
Yep.
Right? 35 days to go.
Yep.
Today, 28 days to go. 7.
What?
Unbelievable. Who's not buying these tickets?
You know what?
A lot of people.
I don't even believe that they've sold any now. I think they only had 7.
Wow.
Hey. This is fake.
That's good, though. Because now if we buy them, there's no other dudes. Just you and me.
Well, that's also assuming that the rest of it is real, too. You know?
You don't think there's going to be 60 chicks?
I mean, if they're lying about only having 7 tickets.
At that point, why wouldn't they just say, oh, now there's 6? I mean, I think this is legit. And I think you guys should send me.
All right, we'll leave that up to our sponsors. Sponsors, you got this, right?
Yeah, who's that? Netflix. Fruit of Loom.
Who would have thought those two would come together, you know? Underwear and...
Wow, it's good times.
Underwear and on-demand video. So I have a short, very short article from yours...
Truly?
No, not yours, truly. Yours, Florent B. Indigo.
Believe what does that mean? He wrote it?
No, he didn't write it. He sent it to me. He thought, hey, you guys might want to talk about this. I'm like,
No, I don't, but I'm going to bring it up.
But here it is. All right. So do you know the right way to hang a toilet paper.
You know? Yes, I know this. I used to be professional.
You know this.
It goes out and down, up, up and over.
Why would you say that?
Bam. That's the way it's done professionally.
Why?
Commercial buildings.
You say right way.
Yes.
Why is there a right way?
There's a patent, a 124-year-old patent, that apparently says the right way to hang the toilet paper with an illustration on how to do it.
Yeah. It's up over. So it would be, how would you describe it? Instead of going backwards, under, it's up and over. That is the proper technique.
That's exactly right.
I know.
And I'll tell you what, I can't even imagine hanging toilet paper any other way.
Well, go up to my bathroom. My wife does it all the time.
Wow.
Does she know?
You dirty bitch.
Do you switch it on her?
I do switch it. She switches it back. I switch it. No, she doesn't switch it back. She just randomly puts it on.
Oh.
She says no. No.
That doesn't even make sense.
No class.
You know?
Yeah.
Andy.
Yes.
Which way you hang toilet paper?
The right way.
Up and over?
Yeah. But I don't understand how that could be a right way.
But do you consciously do it that way? Do you consciously choose that?
Yes,
or you just do
I choose that.
It just makes no sense.
That's my normal go-to.
That's exactly how it should be, according to a 1891 patent.
How do you patent something like that?
I don't know.
I guess I don't understand how patents work.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand how toilet paper works.
This guy, the patent is for a toilet paper roll.
Dispenser.
So, no, not
roll.
Dispenser.
The roll itself.
The roll itself.
So it's just like an instruction manual for how to install your toilet paper on this roll.
Yes.
Well, Art, let me say, you were right to question whether or not to bring this. You made the wrong decision, but you were right to question it. Florence, stick to the spy in investigating Andy.
Yeah.
And leave the stories to us.
Yeah, we've already given you a lot of evidence. You know.
I mean, what more do you want?
Especially
just admit
this
it. Guilt.
Episode. Yeah.
I mean, put a fork in him, literally.
Literally.
Literally, put a fork in him.
Good thing my name isn't really Andy.
I know it's not.
How do you know that?
Because I'm you. We're all just your imagination. Oh. Charlie.
Am I Charlie? Are you guys ready for the main topic?
Dude, yeah. I've been itching, scratching at the bit.
I have not been because I don't have crabs.
Wow.
Well, maybe sort of related. What do you guys know about threesomes?
Just us three.
Nope, not those kind. So here's the topic, or here's the title of this whole article, which is also sent in by a listener.
Holy cow.
Can you believe that?
Wow. You're a lucky man.
Yeah. So the title is called Straight Men Are Having Sex With Their Male Friends for an Eye-Opening Reason.
Wait a minute.
I know a friend who has done this. Not with me.
Had sex. Hold on. You just said sex with their male friends?
Whoa. Yes. With a chick, though. It's a threesome.
But no, that's what I'm trying to specify. Sex with another guy there too, or sex with the other guy?
Sex, so it's male, male, female.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is apparently called a devil's threesome.
Well, obviously.
It's called unnatural to me. Threesomes the way that God meant them. Two chicks and a guy.
Wow. So you're against three chicks. Hmm.
Well, how good is it for me? Well, if I want to watch, I guess, but... Tag me in.
I mean,
anyway, hold on. That was the title of the article.
That was the title of the
read
article.
Read it again.
Straight men are having sex with their male friends.
Can you read it in a spooky voice?
For what?
For an eye-opening reason.
That's clickbait. Like, that is such a misleading title.
What do you think their reasoning is?
Their reasoning what?
Why? What's this reason that they're having sex with their buddies?
Yeah, it is a misleading title though, because there is a woman involved.
Yeah, they're trying to make it
sound
like
straight guys. Well, I understood, but they said
guys.
Threesome, two guys.
No, there was
say
no
two
mention
guys.
Of threesome.
I understood it.
You
only because he said, let's talk about threesomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, if
wait,
I
okay,
said
okay,
that,
okay, give me the title.
Clear your mind, clear your mind, okay?
Clear your mind.
Erase everything, we know it's easy.
Here's a totally different article.
Oh.
That's called Straight Men Are Having Sex With Their Male Friends for an Eye-Opening Reason.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's misleading.
That's so misleading.
All right, let's go back to the first article now with the very same title.
Oh, no, I want to find out why the two guys are banging.
They're gay. Wow.
Oh.
Imagine that. Oh.
Just ask yourself, Tom.
Mystery solved.
Oh, that's my what I'm playing. Okay, okay. Yeah.
No, I was talking about us.
Well, you're a little woman.
Wow, thank you. That is the nicest compliment you've ever given me.
Yeah, see?
So, let me read a little bit of this article for you guys. It says, many people fantasize about having a threesome, and plenty do engage in them regularly. However, most of us probably assume that straight men dream of having sex with two women at the same time.
Yes.
But it turns out, more and more are opting for a threesome with one woman and another man.
Bullshit. They don't opt. It's just what they're. That's all they've got. If they had a choice, hey, you could bang with
so it's
Andy,
the woman's choice.
Or you could do two chicks and you. No dude would take Andy. No offense, Andy. You mean you're a good-looking guy.
I thought you just said I was a little woman or something like that.
Oh, but no, this is your character. You're
playing. Right. Yeah. Andy, on the weekends. Okay.
A dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, no, it's just, it's happenstance. Like I said, my buddy did this.
Did they go into reasoning? Hold on, your buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about your buddy.
Banged a dude. No, no, he banged a chick with another dude.
So it was just the three of them.
Yes. And he didn't do it because, like, another chick was like, "Hey, do you want to bang me and my girlfriend?" Like, no, but she can bang my buddy and I. You know, it wasn't because of that. It's just, hey,
so what?
She was into it.
Oh, otherwise she wouldn't have done
it. So it was
essentially... Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
He would not have sex at all, or he could with her if another
guy
was
I think
was
that's
present.
The way it was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do they go into reasoning in this article?
They do go into reasoning.
By all means.
So, a British sociologist, so the study's from Britain, who researched threesomes for his PhD...
I like
right?
this guy's
what
style.
What a crazy...
That is a nice PhD. Hold on, a PhD in what?
Penis psychology.
sociologist. British sociologist.
Ah, okay. So no, that makes sense.
His main topic of study for his PhD.
It was British.
Threesomes.
It's Britain.
Has revealed some interesting new trends among the sexual experiences of young people. His findings indicate that men are becoming increasingly comfortable with straight male-to-male sexual interactions.
This is British people, though. I think British are...
This is a British sociologist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think his study was in Britain.
Where's Birmingham? Birmingham City
yeah.
University?
Is that's that, over there, yeah.
That's in England? Okay.
But, yeah, I think they're a little less high-strung. We American... Well, I play an American. I'm actually...
Australian.
Okay. Well, actually Australian, mate. Yeah, the British people are a little more easygoing. They don't mind seeing nudity on TV, where Americans, you know, they're...
See, I feel like Americans, strong. Though, at least the younger generation, are a lot more open. I think they would be a lot more acceptable of this sort of thing. Yeah, if you're talking
probably.
About, like, the grandparent generation.
Yeah, yeah, because right. also, you know, just being gay in general is more acceptable. So, more my generation, they probably wouldn't do it because, you know... That has more of a negative connotation, whereas you know, kids nowadays, it's all good. Not that I have anything against gay people.
So let me give you the scope of this study because that's pretty important, right? So it asked 30 male students at Birmingham City University. So there are 30. This is a very very small.
Yeah. So that's not even valid.
This is stupid.
This was for a PhD.
That's what it says. Dr. Ryan
sample
Scopes.
Size of 30? Come on. Take a statistics class, dude.
Wow.
Well, there
in
you go.
In Birmingham.
Yeah, no kidding. Out of those 30, 10 said they had experienced a threesome, and 5 of those revealed that their threesome involved 2 men and 1 woman.
Wow, that's such a small sample size.
It is a really small sample size. But, you know, if you're going in for, maybe this is like really in-depth. You know what I mean? You can't do like...
All right, so how many of those 5 fondled their dude's balls while they're banging?
It's not that in depth. Or maybe it's behind a paywall.
Oh, never mind.
I can't really find out.
Because that's what you expect, right?
And they were all students. So we're talking about students. The younger generation.
That's
which
true.
Is exactly what I was saying.
In England, though. I'm sure they have that statistic locked away somewhere in there.
Yeah, no, this study is crap. 30 students.
30 students, yeah.
No. You need like a control group.
All right, Andy, we'll be the control group. All right. We need a volunteer listener who's female. By chance, the person who submitted the study, was she female? Do you know her sex?
What person?
Whoever submitted this article.
It's anonymous.
Oh, whoever submitted this article? Oh, I don't know. Jamie.
Jamie?
Jamie.
Ooh, that's an androgynous.
There's just Jamie.
Jamie.
That could be either.
Yeah, Jamie Lannister, right?
Yeah.
That's a dude.
It is.
Good job. Nice observation.
Tell you though, I'd like my chances.
You take those chances? All right.
Okay, what other sex neutral name? Pat. Right?
Pat. I think Pat is more male.
That's what I mean. I'd take Jamie Ooh. Over Pat. Like,
no, actually, Pat when trick. He said Pat, you thought... I instantly went to female.
He turned into his old lady. That he Yeah, if I was going to have to bang either Jamie or Pat, and I didn't know the sexes, and that was part of the thing, like, oh, you bet you could pick one by name, I'd definitely take Jamie.
I would also take Jamie. Because if it's
take Pat.
If it's,
oh, it's a dude. Oh, shucks. Well, I got to do it.
Here's the thing, right? Jamie is spelled with an IE, right? If it was a dude, I would assume it would be James.
Well,
right?
How does Jamie Lannister spell his name?
With an IE. That's a good question. Is it IE?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. J-A-I-M-E.
Wait, what?
J-A-I.
J-A-I-M-E?
Yeah, so it's Jai.
That's Jaime.
Yeah, it's like Jaime.
Okay.
But there you go.
Well, if you'd say Jaime or Pat, I'm going Pat. But I know a certain R2P Paul that would take Jaime every time.
Oh, yeah.
It's a shout out to you, R2P Paul.
Yeah. He'd be saying, hello, you.
He'd be, hola.
All right, let's get back to the article. Huh? So, however, Scotes, which was the guy with the PhD, found there was very little sexual interaction between the two male members.
Well, no kidding.
In these types of threesomes, and prefers to label these encounters as semi-sexual.
Yeah, they high-five. Yeah.
Semi-sexual.
That's crazy you said that, because one participant in the study said, you get to high-five your mate over her back, and that's about it, really.
Like, yeah. That's about it, really.
Well, let's hope so. Like, wow. Hey, mate, why you tweak my nipple?
Can I get a little help here?
I don't want to do anything gay, but, you know, just give me a little. A little T-twister, please.
Dance for me. Dance.
Oh, I could picture that. Oh, that'd be so scary.
Do a handstand, please. All right. So conversely, Scotes conducted a separate study among women at the university and found they were more comfortable in these types of threesomes when men did engage with each other sexually.
Whoa. Yeah, because they weren't the only one getting banged at that point.
Yeah. Scotes addressed this with an interview in Mail Online, whatever. It says, women are generally more reluctant to engage in MMF, that's male-male-female, threesomes.
Thank you.
Than men, maybe because they find it intimidating or objectifying. But when it's suggested these males will be interacting sexually for some women, this can be anxiety-reducing because they appear less like an object.
All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What if... What's her face?
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox came up to you and said, I'd like to bang you guys, but you know, I feel a little nervous. I feel much better about the whole thing if, you know, you guys would, you know, mess around with each other a little bit too.
That sounds like a trap, you know,
when I hear that kind of thing. Megan Fox. Who's in?
Nope. That's too high of a price
Megan
to pay for me.
Fox. No. We didn't even get to a point, like, you're not even asking, like, well, what exactly were we talking about?
What do you mean?
You're out in a... You're like...
No.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm out.
Boy, you're a prude.
Oh, I'm out, dude.
You sound like a homophobe, dude.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem?
Cool. No, I don't have a problem.
I'd funnel your nuts.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Go for it.
with your fingers or with your tongue?
Oh, my toes.
In that case, well, I'm in.
I know. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
All right, so let's get to the hypotheticals after the article.
All right. Is this thing still going on?
It's still going on. There's still plenty to talk about.
All right. And he's putting his hand in his pants.
I'm not sure what's going on. He's like, tell us more.
Oh, yes. I love these things.
Charlie and I want to hear more.
Well, Tom will stop staring at my crotch.
Because your hand's in it.
And especially when you said finally the balls with the toes. I mean, that was...
Yeah, yeah, he's like, he's making room. Vacancy. For this little piggy and his four brothers.
Right. I was concerned when you were about to say five brothers. about to back out.
All right, man. Please continue. Story of a hack.
One of the female participants in Scouts study admitted that her only association with these types of threesomes was in pornography, and that it always just seemed absolutely brutal. If there is no homo, there is no trio, said another.
Whoa.
I find it really annoying if they are reluctant to touch each other.
I don't think homo is a proper terminology. That's bad.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't think you can say homo.
But homosexual is correct, right?
Yes.
Right.
So homo is considered derogatory?
I would think.
I don't know.
Let's see. Art, you're a homo. Yeah.
Wow. Anyways, let's go back to this. So I agree with what the first chick was saying.
Which one?
The one that in a lot of porn, like if you have two dudes and a chick.
Oh, yeah. They're putting both in one hole and doing all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Right. It's not nice to look at.
It's not nice to look at? All right.
Yeah. It could be very scary for the chick. Right. If they have that mindset, like that's their only experience with what a threesome is like, then yeah, I could definitely see that point of view.
But at that point, they'd be more up for the female kind of thing, right? Or whatever.
I would think.
Yeah. you would think.
But I'd be down with that. Hey, if you don't want me and Andy, that's fine. Let's get another girl. You, me, and another girl.
Luckily, Tom, there's something you don't know about me.
Hey,
we don't need to get another girl. Just call me Little Woman.
My name's Little Mandy.
So the guy has a theory as to why men are starting to prefer more male-female.
I don't think he can say they prefer it, but go ahead.
So Scouts contributes the rise in male-male female threesomes to the rise of bromance and a less homophobic society. Modern men are more comfortable with their male friends.
That's what I said.
And some are able to have threesomes with other men without those experiences challenging their sexuality.
Yeah.
It turns out that some men are using these threesomes to strengthen the bonds they may have with their closest male friends.
Yep.
That seems like a stretch.
Research.
We're not true friends till we bang a chick together.
All right. Where's your wife?
Research.
Hopefully not with your girlfriend. No, it's two guys and a girl. Not two girls.
Well, if they're together, it's only fair if we're together.
That's right. Excuse us, Art.
Get revenge on them. Please, by all means,
we'll
I'll
show you.
You go elsewhere.
Please, continue.
Recent research suggests that many men find bromances more emotionally rewarding than traditional romantic relationships with women.
I agree.
What?
I agree.
Really?
If I could turn gay, I would do it in a heartbeat. Sign me up.
Wow.
See, I believe that statement, but I don't really get the whole bromance
thing. Well, the bromance thing sounds a little
more
weird.
Emotionally rewarding, though?
Because you get guys. We think alike. Yeah?
Yeah, but emotionally?
Well, what does that
rewarding?
Mean?
Yeah, that's why I'm confused.
Yeah.
We're guys.
We don't do emotional.
It's saying bromance emotionally rewarding.
Just in general, you feel better when you're talking to your buddy than your wife.
Yeah, but more than romantic relationships with women?
No, he's just saying in general. Because you're not romantic with your buddy.
Yeah, but they're saying that your non-romantic relationship with your buddy is more emotionally rewarding than a traditional
Well, emotionally just means in general, how do you feel about your relationship?
Even ignoring that fact, though, saying that having a friend that you've had a threesome with versus having a friend that you didn't, I don't understand how you have a stronger connection.
Are you kidding? If you're banging a chick with another dude, you guys are linked for life. At least in your mind. Every time you close your eyes, like, oh, I see him naked.
Oh, I remember that high five.
Oh, that was pretty sweet. And when he tweaked my nip.
That my, dance he did for me.
My wife can't do that. Wow. And his hands were so gentle.
I think you're looking for a different kind of threesome.
Oh, man.
Researchers at Winchester University discovered that according to a survey of, again, 30 men, 28 would rather confide in and discuss important emotional issues with their closest male friends than their girlfriends.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I can see it too. It seems we've come a long way from the days when male friends tended to be void of physical and emotional intimacy. They are now resembling the model of friendship that women often have with their female friends.
All right, this is now we're going out a little
implying that
bit.
The females are banging each other?
I don't know. No, but they're like, you know, you've always heard that thing like chicks making out at a bar or something. I wonder if we're going to see...
Straight dudes making out at a bar?
Straight dudes for like... Because the chicks do it for fun, right? They do it for fun and attention.
Hold on. How many chicks in real life do you know that have you seen making out in a bar with another chick?
One.
That's because he goes to gay bars.
You've seen it once. All right. Tom?
And it wasn't at a bar.
I don't even know. I'm too old. I mean, I'm sure I've seen it. Whoa. I've seen it.
You're sure you've seen it?
Yes.
At least once?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, what do you mean making out? I mean, like, oh, look, we're kissing.
Yeah, kind of like a just for fun thing.
Yeah. I know, like they're actually getting ready to bang, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're just friends, right? So
yeah. I mean, come on.
You've never seen that before, Andy? Well, you don't go out to bars, really.
No.
Yeah. He's too busy watching free movies.
That's right. Okay. So studies have shown that more men openly profess their platonic love for one another, signaling that the stigma of appearing gay is no longer a concern.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I agree that the stigma of appearing gay has gotten a lot better from the past.
Yes.
But, I mean, that doesn't make me want to kiss my bros.
Come on, dude. Come here.
I mean, so I don't really get that part. I don't get the whole
bromance
part. No,
I don't understand
part,
the whole, yeah.
But, I mean.
I'm not going to neck with a dude at a bar. Unless I'm drunk. And it's you, Andy. Or you, Art. Or you, Florence B.
Scout says that the stigma of a threesome is still very much present, even if tolerance is on the rise. The idea that a threesome will ruin a good relationship, or that one partner will inevitably feel some jealousy, is still present in society. However, there's no evidence in the study to support this.
I'm assuming these threesomes are just one-night stands, essentially. Like, they're not having relationships with these people, so...
Oh, I can't imagine.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. And I don't... Yeah. I can almost see... Like, I don't know if I would bang a chick with another dude. That seems a little weird to me. But I certainly wouldn't be participating in helping him out.
Lending a hand.
Yeah, I would not be giving a hand. Yeah, that's... I guess that seems a little bit too far-fetched for me, but I don't know. To each his own.
Yeah. Threesome sex is just like any other sex, says SCOTUS. People do it for different reasons, and it has different outcomes. Society stigmatizes this behavior. So how do you... so this is basically it. How do you guys feel about this subject?
Are you asking if we want to join you?
No.
Girlfriend, come on down. I think I just stated what I feel. So I don't. Well, no. Okay, let me. Okay, Andy, what do you say? What say you?
I don't think it's a huge deal. Like I
so agree. You'd be into banging a chick with another dude.
Based from what you were saying before, if the option was to not bang at all,
yes,
or I do get to and another guy is there, but I don't have to interact with him, then I would debate it. Yeah.
Wow. Would you give him a high five?
Would I give him a high five?
While you're banging?
Yeah.
All right. Would you slap his ass? Come on, Tony. Let me in there.
If it was Megan Fox, yeah.
Listen up.
Otherwise, no.
All right, that's the next question. If it's Megan Fox, how far would you go to have that scenario?
I just told you, I'd slap his ass.
That's just the furthest we go.
You would slap his ass?
For Megan Fox, hot? Yeah.
Like this one time, or are you like yeah,
no, one time.
You're bad.
Are you like you're picturing something right now that I don't want to know about?
You gotta spank him like he's a bad boy.
No,
you've been bad.
You said slap his ass. You didn't say spank him like he's been a bad boy.
So wait a second. One slap? That's nothing.
Yeah, one slap. Exactly. I agree. That's nothing. Art over here was shocked that I said yes to that.
I wouldn't make any eye contact with the dude. If I had to be in that situation.
I'd be very uncomfortable if I was looking at Art while banging his girlfriend or banging my wife. That'd be really uncomfortable, really. Which would be more uncomfortable if it was your girlfriend or my wife that we were banging? I don't know.
I think it's equally as uncomfortable.
Yeah, we'll do Andy's girlfriend.
I don't know.
I mean, that happens on the regular.
I think it'd be pretty uncomfortable if it was your wife, Tom. You have to resort. The only way you get to have sex with your wife is there too.
If it's someone you know, like if it's
You're right. Yeah, someone you're in a relationship with. What scenario would that happen? No. Where it would be our significant other? Yeah, so it would be a stranger. So at that point, it didn't matter who it is down there.
Right. Yeah, I'd feel pretty bad for your relationship if you don't get to bang your wife unless Art's.
Yeah, I know. Honey, come on.
Pretty rough.
Just one time without him.
You know what?
Cockled in for situation.
I'm gonna have a little chat with her.
Is that while we're banging together?
Honey, how do you feel about this?
Ask you a question.
Hang on, I gotta slap Art's ass.
Tell her to give me a call when she's done with Art.
Yeah, we do a foursome. Wow.
Oh man, how do you guys feel about threesomes in general?
I'd be down with it. Two chicks, you mean?
Yeah, two chicks. Giddy so up. you wouldn't do the male-female. Under any circumstance.
Like
if a dude
that.
Is present, you're out.
Yeah, what about the scenario I was in? Your options were you get nothing at all or you get to bang the chick, but another guy's got to be there.
Well, what's the chick and who's the dude? Do I know the dude?
Yeah, the dude's one of your bros. The whole point of this, right, is that it's a bro thing.
Yeah, so the dude's one of my bros. Yeah. The chick is Megan Fox?
Yeah, it's Megan Fox.
I would bang Megan Fox with my dude bro.
Okay.
Would you high five him?
I'd drop a digit.
And Megan,
dude bro,
or
incoming,
oh, dude bro. Okay. Open wide. All right.
Would I high five? That's just weird, right? But it is Megan Fox.
I mean,
it's not as weird as
it's a dude bro. You
honestly, I would think it'd just be silly.
I think Art would be doing selfies. Bang,
hanging out with my dude bro.
Keeping it real. It's got Stitcher in the background. I'm gaining experience points. Whatever.
He's got a ticket to Sex Island Twitcher. And he's trying to trade out one of his extra chicks for a dude.
Or that video game watching service.
Twitch,
yeah.
Just Twitch.
He's got Twitch in the background. He's gaining points or whatever the hell he's gaining. He and I are banging items. Megan Fox. Oh, yeah. It'd be a good day.
Okay.
Well, you're out no matter what, you said.
I'm out no matter what.
Wow. Megan Fox.
I don't want to be there with another dude. No.
Megan Fox.
No.
Huh. That's unbelievable.
Honestly.
Why though?
You are high strung?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
High, tight?
Maybe
what
I'm
are
selfish.
You afraid of?
Maybe I'm selfish. You know?
He's afraid of looking at you naked and thinking,
selfish.
Yeah. Megan, get out of the way.
I don't like Sharon. You know?
Who's she? We're banging Megan, Sharon, not Sharon.
Inga.
So it's like, gets you every time. If you have to share, then no one can.
Oh, he's the only child.
Including yourself.
That's what it is. Only child. He's selfish.
That's right.
See, I have a lot of brothers and sisters, so I'm used to sharing. So
I feel like that mentality, you're missing out on so much.
I don't know.
A lot of the three ways out there.
Here's the thing. Even two chicks, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, but they'll do each other, so you just gotta...
They will do each other?
Oh, yeah.
What if they won't? Then it's a lot
of
work.
Dude, then you just have both of them on you.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Just be like, all right, I'm going to play dead. You'll do what you want.
Wow.
Then you don't have to do it.
You're a good time. If you could do that while we're banging a chick, that'd be awesome.
We're
Andy.
Leaving.
You just lay there, play dead, and I'll bang her.
I'll put staring at you the whole time.
I'll
though,
put a sheet over you.
Pretend you're a lamp. Oh, Andy's the human selfie stick situation.
Well, wow. I won't play dead in that scenario. I'll just pretend like I'm mortally wounded. I'll be screaming your name the whole time.
What?
Amy!
Tom, help
I'm
me.
In the back! Rocco!
Oh.
Wow.
Man, so there we go. Hey, log on to our subreddit. Let us know what you think of threesomes.
If you want to join us. Send in a pic.
I still don't get why you would say no under any scenario.
Again, I'm selfish. I don't want another dude with me in there, you know?
You're not that selfish, though.
Dude, yeah, you're just...
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you're a closet homophobe.
Yep, no question. And since he's gay, it's really weird. self-loathing.
Yeah. Let's get the chick out of the equation.
Yeah.
You know? Well,
yeah, that's the part that we don't understand that he doesn't like. Oh, no way.
that's good stuff. No, I just don't want a dude. It's
only child. That's why you don't do it, people. If you have one, have two.
Otherwise, service they won't like another threesomes. They won't like threesomes with another dude.
You don't want your kid to be that guy.
Yeah, the only scenario that I would even consider would be two chicks,
and even that you're hesitant.
Yeah, I know. What do you
wow
not, I'm telling you, it's a lot of work, dude, you know.
And I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be,
especially if one of them you knew, you know. Yeah.
You're thinking way too much.
Then there'd be like all this you know, dynamic between there, you know. It's like, oh, you banged her more than you banged me. Oh, you're looking at her more than that kind of thing,
dude. You
this,
bang
this
you
whole
leave
thing complicates
period
everything.
If you're in a relationship, I agree.
Yeah.
If it's two chicks and you are single, no. Would you? You'd be hesitant in that scenario because it's too much work.
Two girls that you met at a bar said, "Hey, let's go back to my place, have some fun." You'd be like, "Well, why don't one of you stay here?" that is
it's
just
like,
weird.
It's like you're given a half of the performance, you know?
Oh, you're afraid of what they're gonna think of you after it's done.
No, not even that. It's just, I don't know, you want to give your best self, right? And if you're splitting
for
your
one night
assets,
stand,
I just want to get
care
off. I don't yeah care how I do. If I'm in there for 3 seconds and I get done and I'm happy, I'm happy. Ladies, you got each other? Go get it down.
See you later.
And I'm out.
Well, actually,
I'm
going to
record
this
bar
right
yet. Just the thought of you two saying yes. I'm
gotta,
finished.
Gotta
on the way out the
pants
door, I'm like, you know what? I changed my mind and I got to change my pants. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to consider.
Yeah. All right. What about three chicks?
He wants two. Just, he's not gonna do three.
That's
no.
Just
he's considering
overload
two.
That's overload. I think three chicks is too much.
Where would we throw in three guys with it? That way you have to do less work.
No, that still cuts into my equation of one dude being there. No.
Wow, Sex Island is not for you.
Apparently not.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Well, I mean, in Sex Island, you could just have one at a time, right?
Well, I guess.
You always have two, right?
Yeah, you always have two, but you don't, like, you're not obligated.
You'd be the
to
only person to be like, yeah, honey, I'm sorry.
Can you just wait, you know?
Just, I'll be with you in a minute.
Yeah.
Actually, a couple hours. Andy and I'd be banging one chick.
High five each other.
Like, there's 29, or there's 59 other girls over here. Why are you sharing this one? Because we're bros. I can't high five him from over there.
Art's in the other room with one
goes
chick. Tom and I have one chick. Then there's four spare chicks. Just, they're not sure what to do.
What are we supposed to do? This isn't so bad. I guess our parents will be safe.
Oh, man.
Spot the only child, right? That's the game.
Yeah,
we
go for the only child. Oh, wow.
They don't have to tap that Morse code tonight.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh, man. Jeez, I thought I'd wrap this up 20 minutes.
Yeah, you know what? This is a good place to wrap it up.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Go out on a high note.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. So tell us what you think about threesomes. R2 podcast subreddit, reddit.com/r/r2podcast. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us this week on the Redditors Roundtable Podcast for R2P Andy, R2P Tom, and myself, R2P Art. We're logging out, but come join us on the r/r2podcast subreddit to continue the discussion and post your favorite Reddit articles. They may be discussed on a future episode. Come shape the podcast with us. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. This intro and outro was brought to you by Underscore Orchestra. See you on Reddit and on the next episode.
When I'm away from it, there's something in my breathing. And when I am getting close to it, it's not just a heaving. And when I think about it, it makes me hard inside. And when I am about to taste it, it makes me feel alive.
I say, oh, there's just something about it. I say, oh.